This is 91.3, your public radio station for 33 years. Thanks for your support. Don Streit, a clinical social worker, thinks about humor professionally. Later this month, on the 24th, he'll lead a workshop about the use of humor in treatment. The session at the Jones Center in Springdale is sponsored by the Association of Northwest Arkansas Medical Social Workers. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently talked with Don Streit, and she has this report.
Psychotherapist Don Streit helps individuals in crisis using a variety of methods, including humor. Streit, a retired professor of social work, taught graduate students at the University of Arkansas Little Rock and Fayetteville campuses. He currently has a private practice based in Little Rock and travels delivering workshops to counselors and therapists on applied humor in psychotherapy. Humor, he says, has a documented physiological effect.
When we laugh, natural killer cells, which destroy tumors and viruses, increase along with gamma interferon, which is a disease-fighting protein, T cells, important for our immune system, and B as in boy, B cells, which make disease-fighting antibiotics. Laughter decreases glucose levels in diabetics. It increases breathing, increases oxygen use, short-term changes in hormones, and it increases endorphins, neurotransmitters, and it increases the heart rate. And there's a release of dopamine. It heightens a sense of having a positive outlook. It really does help a person feel more of a sense of well-being.
But injecting humor into intensive therapy sessions, Streit says, has to be strategic. In his workshop, Streit provides a disclaimer.
I just say this workshop intends to offer the use of humor as another resource for therapeutic treatment. Now, some dangers include offensiveness, invalidation of a client's trauma, reduced credibility, and impediments to healing. And a reality is there are some things that will never be experienced as, quote, funny. And one of the things that I, an exercise or reflection that I have participants work with is I ask them, have you ever experienced anything that at an earlier time was a very painful experience, serious loss, for example, that you consider to be tragic, but now after some time has passed, that now it becomes a, quote, funny or humorous story that you tell? And then I ask them, and oftentimes participants will say, yeah, I had that. And I'll ask the question, well, what changed? What happened? You know, of the same event that now is something that's a, quote, funny story. So we have to be careful about using humor.
At his workshop, Streit likes to cite Norman Cousins, a political journalist and author who discovered the role of laughter in treating his own debilitating disease.
And he wrote a book called Anatomy of an Illness. And in that, he speaks about how he holed up in a hotel room with a supposedly terminal illness. He watched funny movies, and he found out, incidentally, that whenever he laughed a lot, it reduced his pain, and eventually it put his disease into remission. He's kind of a classic example.
Streit, who uses cognitive behavioral therapy primarily in his practice, teaches that finding humor in human failings is valuable.
For example, I asked participants in the beginning, before I start the material, I'd say, how many of you ever texted the wrong person? And inevitably, at least half of them have. And then I'll ask the question, was that a, quote, funny laughable, or was that a, quote, funny uncomfortable ironic situation that you had to deal with? So humor is just there. It's running in life all the time. And let me give you one more example, if I may. And the example is that this man, he and his wife have a dog named Danger. And he was in charge of watching Danger, and Danger got out. And so he was freaking out. And what he did was he drove around the neighborhood with the windows down in his car, yelling, "Danger, danger," like the sky is falling. So the benefit of using laughter is that it helps people realize that when they're in a crisis, that they are not suffering alone, and that there are other people there who also go through suffering, and that they do it together.
Don Streit will deliver his workshop May 24th at the Jones Center for Families, room 206, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The cost is $45. Continuing education unit credits are offered to professionals. The public, he says, is also welcome to attend. To register, contact Don Streit, S-T-R-E-I-T, on Facebook. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And comedy is the idea this Friday night at Stage 18. The next installment of the comedy trivia game show, Dunst, is scheduled for 8:30 Friday night at Stage 18. Audience members get to test their trivia knowledge against a panel of, well, it says comedians, but I've been invited to be on this month's panel, so it's a loose definition, apparently. I promise few intentional laughs, but my answers might provide some unintentional humor. Dunst, a live trivial comedy, begins at 8:30 Friday night at Stage 18 in downtown Fayetteville. It's hosted by Troy Giddings. You can learn more at the Comedians NWA Facebook page.